I'll tell you, my face really looks funny today. I've got this very strange. I've got abrasions all over my body. I'm just mild abrasions. I've got an abrasion on my finger. I've got an abrasion under my nose. I'm sunburned from having been out in the hot, hot sun. Oh boy, I'll tell you, it's been a weekend and a half. Here in southern Taiwan, in the uttermost west, they had a skate competition party thing at the local Knott skate park. It's maybe I'll go into the deals, you know what? I'm having a Marco Rubio moment. I just need to drink some water on camera. So just hold on here. Okay. So the competition was interesting. Interesting contestants won. I'm friends with everyone that placed, except one guy who is kind of new and no one really knows. This no-name showed up and just dominated. He won third place. No, there was an injury. Someone went to the hospital. I'll get into the details in the Taiwan special this week. I think also in the Taiwan special, I want to talk about what's going on in Myanmar. No, the military decided that they didn't like the elected president because he accepted bribe money or something like that. And the question is, was he really elected or was it a political machine that elected him? That's always, I know doubting elections is something that never happens in America. It never happened in Chicago. So I don't know why I would think that anyone would doubt elections in Myanmar or any other place on earth. Maybe they were using Dominion software and Dominion is doubted for no reason and no cause whatsoever. Right. No, I think I'm going to talk about what's going on because people are protesting the military coup of the either duly or unduly, if that's a word, elected government in Myanmar. And so people are protesting and the military solution is to show how wonderful, benevolent, fair, and just they are by killing 60 people. So And the UN, of course, is all over Myanmar and finding excuses to go after them. So now Amnesty International or whatever, and the UN and everyone else is all unning after not just China about Xinjiang but also Myanmar, right? And so I'll give you my minus on that. This week, I know that you're just eager to find out what I'm doing with software. I actually got it tested and working, and the test says that it's working, which is great because I've never had the test say that it was working, but I know that it's not working. But at least I got the test to say that it was working. And that's a first. When you don't know anything at all about a subject and you finally get the test to say that you do, even though you don't, isn't that progress? Yeah, it is. It's great progress. So I finally got all the diagnostics to give the false okay. Now that I've got the diagnostic, give me the false okay. I won't be triggering any errors, and so now I can go in and find out what the real problem is. But no, I'm talking mildly facetiously about this, but I got a lot of problems fixed so that diagnostic tests are more and more things are checking out okay. I just have. It's a little more work to do. Just a little more work. Got a whole bunch done last week. A whole ton. I'm not sure how to say this. Well, I don't want to jinx it, but did I talk about this before? I don't think I talked about it in as much juicy depth as. No, there's a certain someone, a particular lady that I've known for 9 years. In recent months, feelings have changed. Yeah, so that's happening. No, it's doing what it's doing. You know, it takes on a life of its own. No, people always ask, is Jesse going to be single forever? Right, because people, I cannot tell you how many people I can tell you would stay up all night long wondering when I was going to find some romantic interest. Look, I'm an Enneagram level 9 and a Leo. No woman is good enough for me. That I'm not saying that that's the truth. I'm saying that's my perspective. Any of the most beautiful, intelligent supermodels in the world, well, I'm sorry, but I'm more beautiful and you're not worthy. I'm not justifying myself. I'm just saying, go look it up. Enneagram 9s have that posture. They often find romance late. You know, they just, nobody's worthy in their mind. I want to break that down. And I want to reevaluate that. I'll go look it up. It's E-N-N-A, Enneagram, A-N-N-E-N-N-E-A, whatever. So I think that everybody is looking for the right person, okay? And maybe they're honest about that. Maybe they're in a rush. Maybe they're making bad decisions. Okay, but theoretically, in romance, everybody wants the right person. Okay, it's just that 9s are tough to match. I just wonder. So our belief that, well, no one's good enough for me. Well, statistically that might be more reasonable to say, just because we're so finicky in particular. Everybody's hoping that whatever, however that plays out will play out properly. It's not that you know, do you understand what I'm saying? Are you following me on this? It's like, you know, so many times we say, okay, introverts and extroverts, right? Extroverts are around people and it charges them. Introverts are around people and it drains them, right? Okay, wrong. Being around people drains everybody. It's just that introverts and extroverts display that differently. When extroverts get drained, they start getting hyper and acting super social, even though we're not. When introverts get drained, they make it look like they're getting drained. So to say that extroverts get drained by people, or introverts get drained by people, excuse me, and extroverts get energized by people is simply observing the world with kid glasses. It's only observing the surface without really understanding what's going on underneath. In fact, you know, I think I'm going to elaborate on that. But no, I really think everyone's looking for the right one. It's just that Enneagram 9, some of us are just more high maintenance. And so it's harder. And so we say, I haven't found the right one. Other people, I did find the right one. So I don't care about finding the right one. You do. No, no, no. Everybody's finding the right one. It's just the one talking about that's having a harder time doing it. Well, maybe I'm not having a hard time no more. You know, I'll, even if I forget that I told you this week, I'm sure I'll keep you posted on progress. We had lunch. And we went hiking. Okay, I'm going to end this and I'll see you in the special tomorrow.